Well, hey there. Welcome to another Real WW Talk. It's the podcast of three diverse friends, Candace, Aaron, and Ricky, who are following the Weight Watchers plan. I'm the Aaron part of the trio, and each week we talk about our health journey on WW. Sometimes it's something that we've learned. Maybe it's something we've struggled with. We overthink all the time, but that's okay because we are not hiding. We are not trying to make ourselves better than we are. It's just real talk because we can't change if we aren't willing to be real about what needs to change. So on today's Real WW Talk, there are many variations of healthy, and everyone's thoughts about what is healthy is different. Low carb, low sugar, no fruit, etc. So we are going to talk about what healthy means to us. Are you ready? Let's talk. Hello, welcome to Real WW Talk. I am Aaron.
I'm Candace.
And I'm Ricky.
It was almost like we forgot our order for a hot second there. What in the world just happened to us?
You just didn't see that we're doing dances to our intro song. We're just over here.
Got it. Here it is. Which I should probably update that because that was a couple hairstyles ago for me.
And I like it still. I like it.
I don't want to.
Yes. Oh, we could do it like seasons. Okay, sorry. You know how like season one, and then they show it, and then like Mickey Mouse Club, and then everyone.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, hey there. If you're brand new to Real WW Talk, welcome to stumbling in with us here. Yes. We're so glad you're here. We're just a couple friends who met in the WW meeting space and are all along kind of a similar journey, but we're both definitely have different approaches to, you know, what we're doing on our WW journey because we are three very unique individuals. And I guarantee that you will probably find a little bit of your story in each of us in some way, shape, or form. Because we're not that different. Yeah. We're all unique individuals, but not that unique. It's true. So today, ladies, I want to reframe things. I like to keep things really positive, but I want to talk about some tea first. Okay. So couple weeks back at the beginning of the year, did you see, you know, WW made their little partnership with Baked by Melissa with like the little tiny cupcakes. Mm-hmm. And Ricky, you and I, when we went to New York a couple years ago, we had those tiny cupcakes.
And even when I went a year ago, I got them again because they're, I think they sell regular size things, but I think they're known for the mini cupcakes in the middle of Times Square. And it's wonderful.
Right. I got them because there's no way, like I've made mini cup, you know, there's like, you know, a normal cupcake pan and then there's like the miniature. These are half the size of that. I don't want to ever clean that pan in my life, right? I will go buy them from someone else who made them, but there's no way I'm going
to. It's the way you're doing your hand, really, how small they are, because that looks like ridiculously tiny.
They're teeny.
Think of a mini muffin. Think of the mini muffin pan, right? And the size that comes out with a mini muffin, cut that in half.
Oh.
Right, exactly. So WW did a thing with Melissa, you know, the tiny, tiny cupcakes. That was what, back at the beginning of January or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then I saw them post like another recipe that was like a really fun and delicious, like, wow, okay, get it, WW. This is a fun recipe. And then I saw like another one or two people that they've hired as influencers. I'm not going to name names, okay? But then I started reading through the comments and y'all, people were coming for WW's sugar, flour, and fat reserves.
Hardcore.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so like the biggest complaints were, this is not healthy. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be encouraging us to eat this. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be working with this person because they're skinny, regardless mm-hmm. that person had already lost 80 pounds, but you can't work with mm-hmm. them because they're skinny, right? Like just criticism like from all of these other ends, or that person's not healthy. I'm like, wish my legs looked as unhealthy as her legs, you know? So it just made me think about the definitions that we have around healthy. And the expectations that we have around what is healthy and what isn't healthy, and even the conversation of should WW be doing partnerships with cupcake companies For one, mm-hmm. I think it's great because it moves along further to where W's talked about having balance with things. Mm-hmm. And they're not saying that you can't have, you know, cupcakes, even mini cupcakes. They're giving points for them. Like, I don't know. I think it's great. What do you guys mm-hmm. think?
You know, I read through all the comments because, again, I love the tea. That made my whole day. All I did, I was like, hold on one more. But I can understand the perspective of some who said, I know you people should know that people on WW could never just have one of those mini cupcakes. Like the challenge mm-hmm. is the number. But I think you have to remember that the program is designed for like the overall consensus in mind. And if you have an issue with you would eat 25 cupcakes in one sitting, that might just be your thing. And mm-hmm. you have to, they're kind of marketing to the masses, right? I think it's great to be able to show that you can have some things that are in balance. Cause I think that that's what I did wrong on my first journey with WW is I tried to have mm-hmm. things that I considered to be healthy, which was only fruits and vegetables. And I would only eat plain oatmeal with nothing in it. And it wasn't sustainable for me. So mm-hmm. I like that they're trying to branch out and have some different partnerships and try some things, but I can understand some of the backlash too, because I think that a lot of people aren't there in terms yeah. of how they understand health and what healthy is.
I that makes a lot of sense, Candace. And I don't know, this saying comes to mind that applies to the field I work in. I'm a special education teacher. And one of the sayings we have is when you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. And I want to say that about this, about WW. When you've met one WW member, you've met one WW member. So I think maybe they're realizing that and saying, hey, you know, we're not going to shove these down your throat. Literally or figuratively, but we're going to.
But if you wanted to, you could. Right.
But there's a market. It is a business that markets to different people, and one person on Real WW Talk might say, one person on WW might say, I can do this. I can have these cupcakes. I can pour some out. I saw someone commenting saying, oh, they freeze really well. You could put them in the freezer, have one when you want them. I know for me, no, that wouldn't work. They would be gone very quickly. So I know that there's different people within the program. And I think that they're, you know, from a marketing standpoint, WW sees that and is marketing towards the different people who are on the plan.
Mm-hmm. And you know something, Ricky, that I didn't think about that they also did, because I was trying to remember all the feedback that was given, is Baked by Melissa also does salads. Like she's big mm-hmm. on making these really healthy salads that have are really small, and they're 1 to 3 points, the salads. And I think that was them trying to show balance. You can have a cupcake or you can have a salad. She does both. And these both are tools that you could use. And that's why they thought probably that it would be a good partnership, because mm-hmm. sometimes you have a salad, sometimes you have a cupcake. Mm-hmm. And I think I love what you said about, you know, one person is you can't just make a decision on from marketing or from a business perspective based on just one person. Yes, we know that it's a weight loss company and that there's certain things that are, I guess, you know, needed in terms of calorie deficits. But I think they thought a 1 to 3 point cupcake and a 1 to 3 point salad, you know, made a lot of sense. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ricky, I really love that you've met one WW member. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's so great, because mm-hmm. we aren't all alike. And why should somebody be penalized versus over maybe me who can't at a particular time eat just one? Why should they not have the luxury or the benefit? Because I can't control myself. That's a me issue. That's not a them issue. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, right. I don't know. I appreciate members who are saying, hey, you can freeze them. Hey, you can do this, like providing mm-hmm. alternates. The reality is we don't want alternates. We just want to eat all the cupcakes. Yeah. And that's why we're on the program.
But mm-hmm. I think also it's like, Aaron, if you were to be upset, I mean, you're gluten-free. If you were to be like, I cannot believe that they would put out recipes that do not have gluten-free options. Like, I am offended.
Right.
I think that sometimes we take it to a different level, but we also don't really, it kind of goes back to the question that I want to push us to, what is even healthy? Like, What does health mean? Like, is it that it's a fruit or a vegetable or a simple carb? Because depending on a plan, let's just talk about all the different plans that are out there for weight loss. Mm-hmm. You compare five plans and there's five different explanations for if you're healthy and doing it right. Mm-hmm. Is it low carb? Is it low sugar? Does it have gluten? Does it not have gluten? It's like, I get confused about, and that's why I chose WW, because I can't figure out for the life of me what actually healthy is. Mm-hmm. It feels like it changes every week in the mainstream media.
Yeah. And I think that applies to working out on plan too. You know, some people feel like they're not doing effective exercise if they're not running or if they're not doing high intensity cardio. And I'm glad to see a lot of people pushing lately for just walking, just how the importance of walking. But I think that goes back to what does it mean to be healthy from a fitness standpoint too? Like, does it have to be, you have to do strength training in addition to whatever you're doing? Can you walk and can you, or do you need to run? Like, and I think that applies to different people in different ways.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, well, let me ask you guys, what does healthy mean to you?
Let's take a quick break.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we're the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
For me, I think it means sticking to what I've decided I'm going to do as far as the plan. So it means sticking to my points. It means having a good amount of water. So for me, that's going to be, you know, whatever I go by the 50% in ounces of my water for, you know, of my weight for my daily water. And it's going to be having some type of activity on a regular basis. Right now, I'm trying to go for three workouts between 30 minutes or 45 minutes a day for 3 days a week. So sorry, three days a week of workouts, working up to five. But right now it's three. And it changes from time to time, depending on, you know, what my goals are. And yeah, just having activity, not sitting too much, and tracking, that's healthy for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And mine is, I have tried to make it as simplistic in my mind as possible. It's that old saying, eat food, not too much, mostly plants. Like, it seems to work for me because it fits in with the plan that I've chosen, which is Weight Watchers. As long as I am not eating out of emotion, and being intentional with the meals that I'm making, usually eating mostly at home than out, those things make me feel better. You know, it's, so for me, it's about balance, being able to fit in the things that to me, make this plan livable, so that sometimes I might eat out, sometimes I won't, drinking a lot of water and moving more, I think making it that easy for myself and not making anything off limits has really made it feel healthy to me. Health to me is not eliminating food groups unless a doctor has told me that I must. Like, and you have to follow doctor's advice and nutritionists and different things. Like, I've been on the cancer journey, so sugar is something that I have to be careful with because it's just been part of my health journey. And what my doctor and I have spoken about. So I think that you have to be able to fit those things in and not make it, you know, universal to everybody, because some people can have a lot of sugar, I guess, or have more sugar than I can and still feel healthy. So I would never label sugar as like an enemy. And I think that's where you kind of have the problem, is that people take what's personal to them and they make it a universal truth. So, you know, I don't have to have cauliflower pizza crust all the time because I don't really have a requirement that I can't have gluten, but I might choose to not have it all the time. Like, but that's not because I feel like it's the only way to be healthy. Mm-hmm. And I picked on that, Erin, because I know you've talked about with the gluten. And no, because that's a big thing. My husband has decided that he's cut out gluten. And I sometimes wondered, like, am I a bad person if I don't, if I choose not to? But that's what I'm saying. Like in this kind of culture, it could be that that's not healthy if you have gluten. Right. If people feel that way, you know, and then I feel guilt when I do.
For me, I'm like, if you can eat gluten, eat it. Genuinely, because not thinking about it in terms of gluten, but thinking about terms of wheat, like wheat can be healthy. Mm-hmm. There are some of us whose bodies can't process gluten. And I think it actually can do you more harm to eliminate specific food groups than, especially when it comes to something like gluten. I think there are pros to eliminating dairy, because dairy, something that increases mucus in your body. So there can be pros. I mean, a lot of Mariah Carey, Yala Mariah, and who else? Celine Dion. I know they don't, because as vocalists, it creates mucus and that gets in the way of them having the best vocals, right? So there can be, you know, depending on what kind of dairy and stuff like that. Yeah, I can get that if it affects performance and job and whatnot. For me, I think when I think about health, what feels healthy to me, what is healthy to me are me living best practices that cause me to have peace inside. That's probably how I would classify health. So if I eat this thing, am I able to eat it in freedom? Am I not going to sit there and beat myself up over and over? You shouldn't have had this. You had too many of it. Or if I'm sitting there looking at, I've had two gluten-free Oreos, double stuffed Oreos, which by the way are delicious. And I want to go back for a third, but I start to question myself in my mind. What I ask myself is, if I'm questioning myself right now before I do it, I'm probably not eating this in freedom. Mm-hmm. And so I just need to set this to the side for right now until I can either come back or I figure out why is this bothering me that I would go get a third? Like, what's there for that? Mm-hmm. There's also the nutrition aspect. If I can eat it and like, okay, this is good nutrition for me. I feel freedom in my mind because I'm choosing that. There are times when I don't feel freedom in mind because I'm not exercising. And so I have to ask myself, why do I not feel freedom and peace of mind in my right now because I'm not exercising? Is it because I'm holding on to a long held belief that I have to exercise 30 minutes every single day and do this? Or is it because I haven't exercised at all this week and I needed to get my butt up off the chair? Like, for instance, working at home. I move so much less working at home than I do when I'm in the office. So trying to figure out for myself, what's the healthiest version of myself working from home? So that's for me where what is healthy, that's what that looks like for me.
Because I think what's so important with what you're saying is trying to figure out when you're having like maybe possibly an emotional response, or because shame, I feel, enters the picture when, and that's what I challenge myself with whenever I'm making a decision on plan. Like you said, whether it be, I need to exercise 45 minutes for it to count. Who said that? Who said that that's what was needed for it to be healthy? Like if it was only 10 minutes that it doesn't count, where did that thought come from? Oh, well, I had a mini cupcake. Oh, that was bad. Mm-hmm. This food is bad and I shouldn't have it. And so therefore I'm a bad person or I failed. Mm-hmm. Where did that come from? I mean, if it fit within my points, am I allowed? Because we've talked about how Weight Watchers has restructured the plan over time. It used to be, why did they make certain fruits 0 points versus the 2-point cupcake they used to have in the past? They wanted to push you towards things. I think you have to trust the plan that you choose as well and not feel guilty if you have something that fits into the plan that you chose. Give it a chance to see if it works.
I agree with you guys a lot. I think I would add that to what I also think is healthy, you know, between having freedom and not feeling shame in my choices. Like I've been doing something different since the year started. I've been getting up early again. It's been a while since I've done that. And I've been getting up early to work out because I've recognized that for me, if I say I'm going to work out after work, so many things happen through the day that make me tired emotionally and physically. So it's harder to make myself exercise at the end of the day. And starting my day with a workout, I just feel so much better. but I have to find freedom in waking up and that choice. If I hit snooze, how am I going to feel the rest of the day versus deciding to wake up? I know that I felt it, the difference between both of those. And there is a freedom in making the choice to work out, and a shame in choosing to sleep in and saying, man, I could have made this choice, you know, and how do I be kind to myself in a way, but at the same time say, I can't keep making excuses for, you know, I need to work out on a regular basis. I can't keep pressing snooze.
Yeah. Holding yourself accountable.
Mm-hmm. And if you were to say, okay, I missed that. Like, is there some morning right. You might wake up and say, you know what? I did hit snooze. That doesn't mean that you couldn't do it in the evening. And if you did, mm-hmm. that didn't make you a failure. See, I think it's the right. words and the way that we process that matters. Like mm-hmm. what we label as failures or what's right is so different for everybody. And it could be different for you day by day or week by week. I mean, it might be that generally, you know, that it's great to hit 5 fruits and vegetables a day. But if you had 3, are you a failure? Are you not healthy? Or is it just that today you got 3 and mm-hmm. you don't have to make up for it tomorrow? You can just kind of keep going. I think that's where I've gotten stuck before in my perfectionism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why they took away my check boxes for my fruits and vegetables.
Dang, I really hope they were going to bring those back.
I was so excited. I was like, they're simplifying, but they're going to bring back my check boxes. They were like, no, you will find a journal and put a check mark in yourself because I'm not doing it, but fine, fine. But I know that's all about simplicity. And I think that people I've seen who have had really good success on the plan or good success in life have that balance, and balance is healthy. And that is that sometimes you have the salad and sometimes you have the cupcake. Sometimes you have the carrot. Sometimes you have the cupcake. You know, it doesn't matter overall.
Sometimes you have the black bean brownies and then other times you have regular brownies.
I'm trying to make black bean brownies.
We were avoiding the black bean brownies. We were pretending that didn't happen.
I was trying to, you know, like the mean girls, like stop making fetch happen. Stop making the black bean brownies happen.
It's not. Listen, how long ago, and I'm talking what year, maybe 2 years, we've talked about chickpeas. I've talked about chickpea brownies and I finally got you guys with the chickpea protein cookie dough a couple episodes back.
So, I feel like she's always trying to trick us now. So if she ever brings over something, she's gonna be like, hi, try this fudge. Hope you enjoy it. Be like, what's in it, Aaron? I don't
avocados.
I put turnips. This is a turnip brownie. I found a way to make turnips a thing.
No. I'm just trying to make the brownies healthy.
And let's talk about that. Why do I have such a reaction to the word healthy? I'm being honest. Like, I don't know what it is about the word healthy that actually makes me feel like it's probably going to be nasty. I don't think when someone says that a recipe is healthy, I'm like, probably won't like it.
Mm-hmm. We just kind of feel like it's going to be missing something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fat, sugar, or salt.
So the frozen food section, and you think about all the foods in there. I don't even know if this is still I think it's still a brand, but Healthy Choice. I don't really tend to get frozen foods as much as I used to in general because of the sodium content. But like, I look at the Healthy Choice meal and sure, the picture on the box looks great. But I know when I heat that thing up, it's not going to taste like, you know, whatever it's supposed to, a chicken parmesan. It's not going to taste like a fettuccine Alfredo from there's probably something else in the frozen section that tastes better. Like, let's be honest.
Here's what's interesting to me though, is that we label healthy things negatively in our brain, but we label junk food, which are actually the negative things, as fun and good in our brain. That is all marketing. That's all marketing.
It's reinforcement too. I mean, right. You go to the doctor's office, you get a shot, the doctor hands you a lollipop, you know, like it's reinforcement 100%. I'm a bit, you know, behavior specialist, but.
So we know Ricky got a lollipop the last time she went and got a shot.
They don't hand you broccoli.
No, they don't. No.
No.
Here's the broccoli.
It's motivating.
Here's your shot and some broccoli. Here, squeeze the broccoli. Yeah.
Why do you get upset when somebody says they're going to give you apple slices if you ever, like for people who have done like trick or treating or things, I know right. that was something they talked about. People give out candy in some houses raisins. Without like raisins and apples. And they're like, why would you do that to the children? Right. But why is that not like good for you for caring about their health? Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, remember when McDonald's made the change in the Happy Meals years ago? And they're like, we're going to start offering fruit slices, apple slices. People are like,
why?
No. You're going to have to pry my fries out of my hands.
Yeah. Well, why is it that you even have to hide? Like when you talked about the chickpea cookie dough, the right. part that I picked up on was the cookie dough part, not the chickpea, but you're like, so you had to like chickpea cookie dough. Like, what do you highlight? Like you said, we're trained that way, but there's mm-hmm. a reason I don't want to try the black bean brownie, because black beans sound healthy and brownies sound great. And why would you right. do something so mean to something so great?
Right. Well, to be honest, you don't think black beans and think, well, gosh, that sounds great with sugar, right? Yeah. Like mm-hmm. black beans and chocolate don't exactly go together. So
but I feel like that. There's somebody that I know who like do you all know? I have some people in my circle, and I am jealous or just very confused by them who hear about a recipe like that and are excited. They like anything healthy. It makes them feel great. And they're like, let's do it.
And there's some people who are like, my question would be, what's the point difference? Like, is there a significant point difference? And for like talking about every Weight Watchers person is different. Like, if it's a 2-3 point difference, I'm probably going to go for the regular thing versus like, you know, or maybe it's a smaller, maybe it's a quarter cup of, you know, the chickpea versus an eighth of a cup of ice cream. Maybe mm-hmm. someone is like, you know, I'm going to go for the eighth of a cup of ice cream, and it might be 1 or 2 points more, but and is that a healthy choice mm-hmm. to say, like, I'm going to choose the ice cream versus the chickpea, you know, cookie dough? I don't know. I think that could still be a healthy choice.
So I agree with you. I think that could still be a healthy choice, because to me, that can be, again, going back into food freedom for someone maybe who it would struggle. Like for me, I would have struggled in the past with choosing the real item and feeling guilty about it. Mm-hmm. Now I can easily make that choice. And to me, they have the same value, mm-hmm. right? Like, hey, which do I want today? And I'm not going to beat myself up. That was years of work for me to get to that place where I could feel like I could actually have the real ice cream versus Halo Top mm-hmm. or Enlightened or one of the other protein ice creams, right? And then there are times I would choose a Halo Top because, like, oh, this is actually what I want right now.
What do you think helped you get there, though? Because I think there's a lot of people who are still stuck in that. Like,
sure.
What do you think was the thing that you learned over the years that helped you attain that freedom?
For me, it really was having to tell myself and walk myself through in my mind that this is still this is an okay choice. This is not a bad food. And we can eat this food, like giving myself permission to do it. And then also just, if I've got the points and set aside the points for it, well, then I can do it. And then it becomes, do you want to or not? I think there were times where I felt bound that I couldn't, even though all of the numbers looked right, everything, like, yes, I have full permission to do it. But mentally, I'd be like, no, I can't. I'm wrong if I do this. I'm not a healthy person. I'm not doing all of these things. Like, I started to demonize a food. And once I started removing that from the food and just saw it as this is an option versus this as an option, that started to change things. And my personal worth and value wasn't tied up in the choice. That was another big piece for me. I see you guys nodding your heads. What is that resonating with?
Well, what I had to change for what I did, because I am all for practical application, because I know that some who are listening, you hear it and it sounds great, right? Sounds like, oh, I should just be able to do that.
Right.
But I always struggled with, but what was the process to get there? And for me, I actually said, I'm going to take a week. When my week resets on a Saturday. And this week, I am going to do the plan as written, and I'm going to factor in some real things that I have demonized as like can't haves. I'm going to fit it into the plan, and let's see if I lose weight, or let's see if I feel, and I did it. I think that week I lost 3 pounds, but it was really less about the weight loss. It was more, this is what I mean. You didn't feel deprived. This is what life is like. And I loved it. Mm-hmm. And it showed me that, yes, for me, I can't have 25 of Baked by Melissa's little cupcakes, like, and feel like I have done the plan, because that doesn't actually fit into my points.
Right.
So for the plan that I've chosen, I might be able to have one or two of them, but they can be the real one. And it doesn't have to be some oatmeal-y black beanie version. It could just be one of the real things, or I could have a tall Starbucks drink, maybe not the grande or the venti, right, but I could have the tall of the real stuff. And I was satisfied. Mm-hmm. So I think that was my practical application to get me to stop making it about, I can't have it. But the truthfulness of, I might not be able to have as much of it as I thought I could.
Which that's a whole different topic, because we've talked about the deprivation and I want it all. Like we've talked, we don't even have to go back into that. Yeah. We've got how many episodes that have covered that aspect.
Because that's a whole different piece. So it's not that I can't, it's not that it's bad. It's how much that I have to watch.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think too, moving forward, from moments where you have had, you know, overdone it, and like you were saying, Erin, like not weaponizing that towards yourself and saying I'm a terrible person. That's when the negative self-talk comes in. Like, mm-hmm. yes, you've got to be accountable for what you've done and tracking in, even if it's in the hundreds. I've had days like that where it's like, okay, I'm tracking it, but I'm moving forward. This does not define me. Mm-hmm. And because I think when we let it define ourselves, it's harder and harder to get back to that point where we can define and label ourselves as a healthy person, because right. we've labeled ourselves as a bad person or unhealthy because right. of our choices.
I'm a screw-up. I'm a failure. I've done mm-hmm. it again. I'm never going to get this thing right. Why can't I yep. do right? Like that's the kind of stuff for me that I talk about, like the merry-go-round, mm-hmm. literally hold a break on that, because you're the only one who can. And
realizing where it started. Where did it start?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because it could yes. be like Ricky said, you made the internal decision to exercise in the morning. So if you mm-hmm. didn't do it, didn't mean you're a failure. You didn't meet that standard, but because you do it in the evening doesn't mean that you were a failure.
Right.
Because it wasn't the exact time of day that you said. It mm-hmm. just meant that you had to make an adjustment. I like you said that, oh, the words, it's so much that we yeah. say that we have to shut up and, you know, yes. turn off in our mind.
Yeah. Yes. Stop beating yourself up, please. It is. You're too wonderful of a person to keep doing that to yourself. Seriously. No.
I need a shirt that says that.
Yeah. Stop
beating yourself up, and on the back, you're too wonderful of a person, and write it all out.
Right. Like, seriously. Like, that's where you kind of get to a place. I don't know about you guys, but for me, like, I got to a place, I'm like, why do I keep doing this? Why am I having this kind of conversation with myself in my head? And why would I ever expect somebody to treat me well if I'm not even treating myself well, yes. right? Why am I expecting to find success on this journey when I am putting obstacles up for myself, when I'm not even cheering my own self on yeah. in this journey?
Because if I come over and say the same thing to you that you're saying to yourself, like, yeah, Erin, you are a loser with all you ate, fatty. And you'd be like, hold up.
I'd be like, come a little closer and say that to me. Say that.
I think you're like, no, I'm just saying what you said. Loser, right. you know,
right. but like we would not accept that from somebody else.
No,
we can't accept that from ourselves either. So pull the brake on that merry-go-round and hop off and go get yourself another fabulous merry-go-round. Okay. That's not the one for you. All right. Well, that does it for this week. I didn't like how we end that.
Stop being a loser.
I just pulled the handbrake on this episode. hey, we would love to connect with you more outside of, if no matter how you're finding us, whether it's through the podcast or maybe one of the videos, if you're watching us on YouTube, we also have a Facebook group. You can find us anywhere. Just search Real WW Talk. It'll take you all of them. Of course, we also have links for everything inside of the show notes as well. We wish you a great week. And hey, we'd love to hear your thoughts on what you think healthy means to you. So just drop them down in the comments, because we're really intrigued. Remember, and like, it's such a personal thing. It's not this universal thing either. So
Ricky, you got to say that quote again, or what you just learned, that there's not everybody is the same. What was it again?
Well, when you've met one person on WW, you've met one person on WW.
So not everyone's the same.
I love that. Yeah. Bye.